So I'm here with Sally Smaller at the Pomosa School of Arts. And we have just visited the garden that needs a lot of work and cleanup. Mm-hmm. And my question to Sally is, what does she envision and what does she see possible in your scape of work? And then what is needed for that to be accomplished? So if you wouldn't mind sharing that, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. So to me, the garden is a place for students to learn that they can eat well and they can grow food and that they can be healthier if they eat fresh produce. And so what we try to do is get the kids planting and growing and learning that when they eat fresh vegetables, they taste better, because a lot of kids will say to me, like, I don't like tomatoes, and then we'll say, like, we'll just try this one, and they love it. So they really get to understand that things can taste a lot different than what you buy at the grocery store. And so we meet in here with our garden club, and we talk to them about eating the rainbow and eating fresh, and, you know, how your food gets from the local farmer as opposed to coming 3,000 miles away from California and what the difference is. And so we try to just educate them on healthy eating and healthy living and how it equates to good health.
And so what's the next step in the cleanup of the garden? That's the first thing that's necessary.
Yeah. So we have a garden date scheduled for Saturday the 21st from 9 to 12 a.m. And we put the flyers out. They're going home tomorrow. And we sometimes get a great turnout and sometimes not so great, but the parents usually work hard and get as much done as they can. This year, in particular, the garden is overgrown like I've never seen it before. We've never had so much rain in the summer, mm-hmm. not since I'm doing this 5 years. And so usually when I come back, the paths are clear and the beds just need to be weeded. This year, the whole garden is completely overgrown. You can't even see that we have garden beds.
Right, as the pictures will show.
Yeah, so yeah. It's going to need some major cleanup this year.
Okay. Yeah. So that's coming up, which is perfect. And then the assessment of the beds. Do they need help? Do they need some work? Do they need replenishing? Do they need fixing?
There's a couple of little areas that might need a couple of nails and a hammer, but basically the beds are in good shape. They were built here on campus a few years ago, and they still look good. Last year we had some soil replenished by New Turf of Pompano. They dropped off 6 yards of garden soil, and we made a chain and filled the beds with new soil. So once it's weeded, I think we just need to amend the soil for this year, mm-hmm. with maybe some compost, worm castings, and just natural amendments to make it fertile this year. Because I know that things will grow in the soil we have now, but the better the soil, the more nutrients would be in those items.
And do you have a plan, or do you have a vision of what you would love to see being planted in those gardens?
I always like to have plants that are successful in our zone 10B. Mm-hmm. So we try and grow tomatoes, lettuces, green beans. We've had some success with broccoli, strawberries. But I definitely like to grow things that I know are not going to be a disappointment.
Would you be interested in herbs?
Yes, we do always grow herbs.
They can grow all year through.
Yeah, we last year had lemongrass, we had basil, we had some dill, we had parsley, we had fennel growing beautifully.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And I see that you have a kind of a watering system in place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. That's
yeah.
what many don't have.
Yeah, irrigation okay. is definitely not a problem.
All right. And since we are connecting with some of the farms, we will see what they will offer us
mm-hmm.
as seedlings. So would you welcome that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've gotten some donations from other farms last year. Well, last year we had Palm Beach Farmyards bring us a pallet of seedlings, various vegetables. And the year before we had Green K, but they're no longer in business. So okay. Green K used to always donate some heirloom tomato seedlings to us.
Okay.
But last year that didn't happen. Also, I get cabbage plants from Bonnie Plants.
Mm-hmm.
They have a program where every third grader can have a plant. And so I order plants from them, and there's usually about a dozen or so left over. And the kids take one home. Every third grader takes one home.
Very nice.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in having some trees, like maybe mango tree or some other
absolutely.
Fruit tree?
Absolutely.
If we can get some.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Mangoes are my life.
That would be...
The thing with mangoes, though, is it doesn't correspond to the school year. Uh-huh. So the children probably wouldn't get to see them ripen. Mm. I think I love mangoes. I'm never going to say no to mangoes. But I think something that ripens between, you know, say December and May, mm-hmm. maybe some papaya or...
Well, we can grow some papaya from seeds.
Yes.
I have done it where I'm composting and putting my seeds in uh-huh. the ground. I have now several trees growing.
That happened to me too. I didn't even know what they were. Yeah. I put it out on a picture and I said, what's growing here? And someone said, yeah, baby papayas.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize it because they all grew in a cluster.
Yeah.
But when I pulled them apart, there was about five of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And then avocados too, because, you know, when you put the pit in there, a lot of times...
Okay.
Grows up, so.
Not
but
successful.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I would love to have a little food forest going on out there.
Okay.
That'd be great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then in regard to, you mentioned possibly some shading, some kind of trellis or something, because we are talking with some schools where kids have workshops, uh-huh. and they actually build things.
Oh.
So... Would you be interested maybe for such a something, like a trellis or a bench or something,
yeah, something
being built? So it would be a collaboration between schools,
like
actually.
A high school or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Because I know that when we are out there, it's really hot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So now we're planting. We have the plants. We have the fruit of the labor.
Yeah.
So... What about the interest of when we harvest, mm-hmm. we bring a specialist in who would explain, a nutritionist maybe, or a cook that works, so to show us, well, I've done it, and I can do it, and Dr. Anahita can, and so on. What do we do with this now? How do you prepare? How do you make pesto from basil?
Exactly.
Or how do you make... I love
bruschetta.
To make, yeah, whatever, mm-hmm. something from
yes.
that. And then also to learn, what would that do in the body?
Yes.
Would that be something that you might consider?
Absolutely.
Well? So that's the next step.
Absolutely. We've done little events just as people approach us, like, and, you know, and come up and say, you know, I can do this for you. I had a teacher come and make the pigeon peas. We harvested pigeon peas. And then she already had some frozen that she had harvested the week before, mm-hmm. Just like on TV. Here it is, ready to go. And she came in here, and I brought in a rice cooker, and she made pigeon peas and rice. Mm-hmm. A couple of times I had different people come in and volunteer to cook mm-hmm. for the kids. I've done myself. I've done some simple recipes with the kids, cut mm-hmm. up, you know, avocado and make avocado toast. Mm-hmm. But they weren't homegrown, mm-hmm. you know. So the difficult part is finding... things to make out of what actually grows in the garden,
okay.
which, you know, every year.
So it could be a combination of until,
yeah.
let's say, the avocado tree grows and produces.
Right.
If we have one.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Some things like
yeah.
that. Okay.
So, but that would be awesome. And that can be done either in the garden, weather permitting, or if not, we could do it right here. So I had a parent who was a chef at the Boynton Diner. And he came in one day with all the materials prepped, and he did it right in the garden. Mm. And so the kids walked around and picked the kale, and we had hosed it off, and we had colanders out there, and they washed it, and then they chopped it, and we made kale salad in the garden.
Nice.
And that was so easy.
Yeah.
You know, you just put in some craisins and some olive oil and vinegar. It was easy, mm-hmm. and they loved it.
And mango. Have you ever done mango with kale?
I do. And avocado. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mango's my middle name. I love the mangoes. And I'm so sad now because I just finished my last one.
Yeah, yeah, they're done.
Yeah. I have some in the freezer.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, so anything else you would want to add to that in your vision?
I think we've covered from seed to harvest. Basically.
So do you know how many kids, you don't have the group together yet, right?
Not yet. Permission slips are landing in my desk every day.
So by when do you think you will have the
I asked them to submit them by next Monday.
Okay.
So I figured Tuesday, Wednesday, giving them a day or two to bring
You'll
them
know
in.
What the group is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So far, I have a lot of third graders and a couple of fifth graders, which is usually what I get, mm-hmm. which is good because the younger they are, the more time they have to, you know, learn and figure it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great. Well.
And we do like videos and things with them. I give them things to learn about. Like we did videos on eating the rainbow last year. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about it and they colored our sheet from Whole Foods about the rainbow and what foods they can eat. And then each and every one of them stood up and talked in front of my video camera, which is so adorable, about eating the rainbow. And we played that for our parent night when all the parents came to our assembly. They ran that video. So I think that the kids can spread the word.
Yes.
You know, not just to their own families, but also posters and spreading information.
Yeah. Eating live food brings life. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. So, okay. So that's it for right now, and we'll stay tuned to the next step.
Right.